Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Technical difficulties, apparently, but we are here in live and in full effect, myself and Rob Parker, and we got 3 great hours headed your way. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. But we, like I said, we got a great 3 hours for you, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. At the bottom of the hour, one of my favorite colleagues here at Fox Sports 1, he and I, you know, we do a little bit of battle every morning on his show, First Things First. Nick Wright, the host of First Things First, will join me at the bottom of the hour, certainly to talk basketball, but we might even get into a little bit of football with him. We'll have a lot of fun with that. And throughout the evening, we're going to talk some football and basketball and even maybe a little bit of golf. So keep it locked right here. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and the twos, he is back, folks. Believe it or not, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is here. Yes, on the ones and twos. I don't know if the ones and twos are working or not.
Under construction.
Okay. Now, Rob G, can Rob G get on the mic, the super producer Rob G?
I always got a lot to say, Chris.
All right, well, you might have to come on in here. I've been begging you. I've been pleading for you.
Oh, you
to
don't want
to grab
see
the mic. Oh, I want to see you. I mean, I don't really want to see you, but I want you on the show. I want you on the mic. I think Rob's in. Is Rob in now?
Hello?
Yes, we got him. Rob G is saved again.
No, go ahead. Y'all go ahead and do your show. Let me hear it.
It's not my show. It's our show. So you are in here. You'll be off soon enough. And then we'll be able to get Rob G on the mic. But how are you, man? How's everything?
All good. Crazy Monday, but ready to roll. That's all we can do. The gremlins got us, and now we can get started.
Yes. All right, and on the updates is my man, Ralph Irvin. All right, let's get it popping, Rob. Big announcement today. Do we have sound of this? I think we do. Julian Edelman, the wide receiver for the New England Patriots, one of Tom Brady's favorite receivers, has retired. He announced it just within the last few hours. Here he is.
It's been the best 12 years of my life. It's a hell of a run. And I can't forget you, Patriot Nation. You guys have welcomed me and my family to a region we do not know. We didn't know. But now, I'm one of you. I'm going to leave you guys with two words. Foxborough, forever.
Foxborough forever. All right, let me talk a little bit, Rob, about Julian Edelman. 3-time Super Bowl champ with the New England Patriots, of course. Converted quarterback. He played at Kent State, my old stomping grounds in Northeast Ohio. Played there, played quarterback, and then was drafted in the 7th round by the Patriots 12 years ago, as he said, and was converted to a wide receiver. And the rest is history. He has some very impressive stats, particularly in the postseason. He is second all time in NFL history in receptions. He's got 118 playoff catches. That is second only to Jerry Rice, who leads the way with 151. And Edelman has six games of 100 receiving yards or more. That's tied with Michael Irvin for second all time. So Rice is first, Jerry Rice with eight. So Julian Edelman has been a postseason standout, a mainstay in the last three championships for the Patriots. And obviously he made his presence felt. Rob, he was the MVP of Super Bowl 53.
How many touchdowns did he have in that game?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
Just curious.
But he was the MVP.
All.
Yes. So here's the question I want to throw out. And it's pretty simple answer to me. It's pretty easy answer to me. But a lot of people disagree with me, Rob. So I'm going to throw it out to you, and we're going to throw it out to our listeners. Is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? Hello?
I'm here. I'm not moved. Can I help? I'm sorry about that. If you even have to have a debate, I'm from that school. If there's a debate about you being a Hall of Famer, it probably proves that you're not a Hall of Famer. To me, a Hall of Famer is a guy, when you throw his name out, there's no conversation or debate. You can tell me all the stats you want, the eye test, and just the feel of him during his 12-year career with the Patriots. I don't think he was one of the greatest receivers of all time. But then again, if he does go into the Hall of Fame, it tells you the myth that Tom Brady didn't play with anybody. That's what everybody says, that they didn't have anybody, but everybody's saying he's a Hall of Famer. So if he's a Hall of Famer, then Brady played with a Hall of Fame wide receiver for 12 years. And so how could he not have anybody? And he made more out of nothing. If Edelman's a Hall of Famer, then Brady played with a couple of Hall of Famers at the receiver position. So I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't know what the criteria is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's very fuzzy to me. A lot of people get in. They put in mass amounts of people. It's not that special to me because too many people get in. And I think a lot of it has to do with longevity and whatnot. But I don't think of him. Not for one day did I ever think he was the best receiver in the NFL. And not today when he was the MVP of the Super Bowl with no touchdowns. Not at any time did I ever think he was a Hall of Famer.
That's because he's not. I don't know what you're sugarcoating it for. Julian Edelman, God bless him. He had a really nice career. Really nice career. I'm sure much more than he bargained for as a freaking quarterback at Kent State, a mid-major college, Division I program. So he had a great career. He overachieved to the maximum, especially being moved to wide receiver. But there is no way, Rob Parker, that Julian Edelman is a Hall of Famer. Now, I don't agree with your statement of if there's a debate, he's not. Because there's a debate about Eli Manning. You think he'll be a Hall of Famer? A lot of people
I don't think there's a debate on him.
Oh, there's we got Rod. We done had one of our favorite guests, Rod Woodson.
Yeah, but I don't think he's in the top 10 in so many categories.
No, but I'm just telling you there's a debate.
There's no debate for me. There's no debate
for you, but there's a debate among there are certain players. There is a category of players, Rob, where there's no debate among anybody. You know, the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady, the Barry Sanders, the, you know, guys like that's where there's no debate.
Those are Hall of Famers to me.
Right. But I'm saying there's another level, I think, who are guys that can be legitimate Hall of Famers where there is a debate. And I would throw Eli in that category. But my point is, I don't agree with your statement on that, I still agree with you that there is no way Julian Edelman is a Hall of Famer. And look, folks, I mean, let's just face it. It's about stats. It's about production and winning. He's got the winning. Certainly, you know, he wasn't the main reason they did any of the winning, but he was a critical player in it. But the stats are not there. He, in his 12 years, Rob, take a guess how many Pro Bowls Julian Edelman made.
Zero.
Zero. I'm not talking about all pro, all NFL. I'm talking about Pro Bowl, which obviously is a lot less stringent than being all pro, whereas one or two players at each position. So he made no Pro Bowls. Just that alone. Is anybody going to make the NBA Hall of Fame without ever making an all-star team? But Rob, baseball without ever making one all-star team?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that I don't take much stock in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because this shouldn't even be a conversation.
I don't think the Football Hall of Fame is that watered down. I mean, I think a lot of players are with you and me, Rob. I think it is fans of the New England Patriots who think maybe he's a Hall of Famer. But right, he only has 6 full seasons as a starter, which doesn't necessarily mean you can't be in the Hall of Fame. But he averaged 11 yards a catch for his career. In his full seasons that he played, he never averaged more than 11 yards a catch.
That's what happens when you get dinks and dunks.
He's got 36 touchdowns for his career. Like, where's the debate? And I bet you we have some listeners out there that think that Julian Edelman is a Hall of Famer. And we are asking you, make your case. Call us up at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Make your case for Julian Edelman in the Hall of Fame, Namir Rob, because we don't think there is a case. Rob, I don't know what the case could be, Rob, that you got 3 Super Bowls? It's very much a team sport. I mean, I don't think that's an adequate argument. But I'm sure there's somebody out there that wants to make it. So hit us up, 877-99 on Fox. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, and it's your turn to weigh in on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And April 17th, folks, is that Saturday? That is Saturday.
Wow.
Triller presents their most packed fight card yet. Famed YouTuber Jake Paul, who is ducking former NBA player Kendall Gill, by the way. Kendall's calling him out on everything. He's been on this show to call him out. He got Shaq to call him out for him. He's on social media calling him out. He wants Jake Paul, but Jake Paul don't want him. But anyway, Jake Paul does want Ben Askren. And they're going to fight. Ben Askren, that's the former MMA champion. They're going to fight on April 17th. And there's also going to be a night of performances from the hottest people in music. So it's definitely going to be an entertaining evening. Snoop Dogg will be there. So you got to check it out. It's on pay-per-view through your TV provider or at TrillerFightClub.com. Triller, T-R, I-L-L-E-R, fightclub.com. All right, we threw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Prove to me and Rob, you can't prove it, but try to convince us that Julian Edelman, God bless him, he's a good little receiver, is a Hall of Famer.
All right, Deontay in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's going on, Silas?
How you?
What up? So you gonna convince us? You don't sound like somebody I thought would be calling in, but go ahead,
bro. I'm just vibe with me real quick. The playoffs, man. The dude's a problem. I mean, even I can't. Like I said, I can't watch.
You're a little muffled. You're a little muffled. You're okay. Back. Okay, that's better.
Okay, I can't vouch for the regular season. You know, with him not making a Pro Bowl, but the dude is he's a weapon. And, you know, for Tom Brady, I'm a Buccaneer fan. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I was always a Tom Brady fan because, you know, I wasn't. But I'm a Buck fan. He here, so it's Tampa. So it is what it is. But with New England, with him, that's almost like, you know, Shaq and Kobe.
Oh,
it's almost
gosh.
Like Mike and it's
oh,
almost
gosh.
Like Mike and Scotty.
Stop
Come on,
it.
Baby.
Stop it.
It's like that. The dude was a problem. Like when you need like that catch. That come on now.
That, he was a nice receiver, but one play get you in the Hall of Fame?
No.
In I'm that not case, let's put David Tyree in there. David Tyree made a bigger play than Julian Edelman ever made. Is he a Hall of Famer?
That was his argument? Was
Come
that
on,
it?
My man. Come on, bro. He actually had the nerve to compare Brady Edelman to Jordan Pippen, Shaq, Kobe?
Crazy. Mashugana. Lewis in Illinois, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Lewis?
Yeah, first-time caller.
Thank you, my man.
I've never called a radio station before, but I got a comment on this one.
So you never called in all your years on this planet, Lewis. Nothing ever moved you to call in.
Right, right. This one got me.
So you must have some heat. Then let's hear it.
Wow, let's hear it.
All you had to do was watch the Patriot games when he played. He was a big-time player for them. No, he wasn't a Randy Moss or anything like that. But if you look at him in the style of a running back, he came through all the time in the clutch. Every time it looked hopeless, he came up with the catch.
So, Lewis, how come he didn't make a Pro Bowl in 12 years?
One, Lewis.
I'm sorry, one.
Because everybody's thinking like you. He wasn't a big-time receiver who went downfield.
But you said he came through every time in the clutch. I mean, that's enough. You don't have to only be downfield to be an effective receiver.
Says who?
I'm telling you don't have to.
No. Wes Welker made 5 Pro Bowls.
Okay.
He was similar type of receiver. The same. Is Edelman better than Welker?
I don't know. I don't know. They're pretty close.
I don't think Welker's getting in the Hall of Fame.
But, you know, you say big-time player. He was big-time. He contributed to their wins, to that record. He contributed to Brady. He contributed every game. If you ever watch the game, the eye test of just watching him come through, that says it all.
Look.
All right, I got the eye test, and I'm cross-eyed now, Lewis.
But every starter's a contributor. Am I right, Rob? Like, look, every starter's a contributor.
You can't use that. Everybody's had an element of something. You could go and say
Steve Kerr.
All the linemen on the Patriots.
Right.
You know what I mean? You remember that time they held the line so Brady can make that completion? You know,
right.
Everybody chips in. Come on.
Nobody's saying he's a scrub. Is Steve Kerr a Hall of Famer?
Right. Come on. Everybody's not a Hall of Famer, even if they play on good teams. It's just not the case. Joe in South Dakota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like the stats or even the full-fledged career is enough to get him in. What I think you guys are at least losing sight of to some extent is that football is more about the story, and it's not spread out into seven-game series. So if you have two or three or four really good playoff games, sometimes that's enough. And that's why they make the argument for Eli Manning and Edelman with the postseason. And just like Rob says, they always bail out Tom Brady. Well, you know what? Julius Edelman was the one bailing him out. Talk about the story of football. You talk about the Patriots. And one of
you
the
don't talk about Edelman. No, you don't. And
yeah,
let me
Edelman
just say this to you.
Edelman will not be in the story of football.
He's not even mentioned.
I feel confident saying that.
And Eli,
you mentioned Eli. Eli was making those plays to win those Super Bowls. And he was a four-time Pro Bowler. Again, you got to give me something in the
not
regular
only that,
season.
He's in the top seven of touchdowns annual. He's not like 15th, Chris. He's not 20th with two Super Bowl MVP. He's in the top 10 in quarterbacks all time. And here, Warren Sapp tweeted this out. And it's interesting because this is – Hines Ward can't even make the final ballot of the Hall of Fame voting the last 5 years, okay? Hines Ward, 1,000 catches.
He was much better than
Julius Edelman. 620. Hines Ward, 12,000-plus yards. Julius Edelman, 6,800. 85 touchdowns to 36. They each won a Super Bowl MVP. Hines Ward, four Pro Bowls. Edelman, did you say he had one, Chris, or none?
No, he had none. I said he didn't make even one. Even one Pro Bowl.
He don't have any. So even if you look at this comparison, and Hines Ward, who played for a storied franchise, was a part of winning, Chris. He wasn't on some bad team piling up numbers.
Ward should at least be in the, like.
He ain't even, he's not in the final voting.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have a problem with them not having him in the Hall of Fame, but to not even, you know, have him vote. Look, one of my favorite player actually growing up was Lynn Swann. And Lynn Swann's best moments were in the Super Bowls. You know, he had some of the greatest catches we've ever seen in the Super Bowl.
It took him for 100 years.
It took him
a long time
to get in. And his regular season numbers weren't all that. But again, he made three Pro Bowls. Rob, he made three Pro Bowls. He made All Pro 1 year. He was on the All 1970s team. So you got to have some type of production in the regular season if you expect to get in the Hall of Fame. We'll ask Nick Wright about this before we get to the basketball, because I know that's really what he wants to talk about. He's next on The Odd Couple. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I love watching him on TV. I've never really enjoyed watching somebody on TV who's wrong almost all the time, but they're great TV. I love watching them on TV.
Oh,
it is my man, Nick Wright. What up, brother?
Broussard, that makes me a little sad, to be honest, because that means you don't enjoy watching yourself. You don't, like, go back and, like, oh, that was a good segment. I should rewatch it. I assumed you did. That's sad. But thank you for having me on, fellas. It's a pleasure to be on. One of the three best sports radio shows in America. One of the other two is Colin Cowherd, and the other one will remain nameless so everyone could think it's theirs. How are you guys?
We are great, brother.
Yeah, that doesn't work out.
I'm interested in hearing what that. I'm a guest on that.
No, he's saying that everybody else can think that it's their show, his other radio friends. Right. I get it.
Right.
But he did give us love. He did give us love.
But that's only because he's on with us, so that's okay. It's all right, Nick.
True.
We get it. That's okay.
That's
Nick,
not true. I love this show. I'm impressed. Like, I am, not only do I love this show, I am so excited. Like, I am literally, there are a few things in life I get, like giddy thinking about, but thinking about what this show is going to sound like from both of you the day after the Lakers win the title, I get, goosebumps thinking about it.
I'm waiting
for Christmas.
Almost all the time.
Just like,
right,
did you pick? Wait a minute. Did you pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl too? Yeah. Let me hear this. Oh, I thought so.
No, he picked them to beat the Cowboys.
Was that what he picked? Was that the pick?
Was that the pick?
Unbelievable.
Nick, we will get to the Lakers in short order, but first, Rob and I just want to get your opinion. I assume you agree with Rob and me. Is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer?
Like, the Greater Worcester Area Hall of Fame. Maybe I'd have to look. I'd have to like look at like the high school he went to. I'd imagine the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It is not only an insulting question to our colleague, you know, Shannon Sharp, guys who are actual Hall of Famers, but it's insulting to anyone who's ever made the ballot. I feel like Marcellus should be like, if Julian's getting talked about, let me check out my resume. It's a ridiculous conversation.
Yes, we just brought up wholehearted Hines Ward, who's got way better numbers, and he can't sniff even the last five years getting in the final vote, you know?
So I have never been one. I try not to buy into you guys listen, you guys have been in the media your whole lives, and I think sometimes the power of the media is overstated. But I do admit there are certain almost kingmakers as far as starting a conversation in the national sphere, and then it just sticks. I'm not sure who first postulated, is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? I think it was one of the color commentators on CBS. It shows the power of media, because that it's a left. The guy has never made a Pro Bowl. He's never been an All-Pro. There has not been a single even month of his career where he was one of the 20 best receivers in football. He has an unbelievable playoff resume because of he has had so many bites at the apple because of the team he's been on. You know who I would compare him to? I think it's the best cross-sport comparison that at least I can come up with off the top of my head. He's Derek Fisher. Like, Derek Fisher is like top four all-time playoff or finals minutes. He's got a bunch of rings, and he was valuable to those championship teams. Right. I'm not saying these bad players.
Nick, I thought you were going to say LeBron James, but that's another conversation. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just so bad. And by the way, I got thrown off. Did Rob Parker somehow crow about the Super Bowl that I do believe was Tom Brady's seventh ring? Did that happen? Did Rob Parker try to take a victory lap over me?
I'm asking you because I think I remember you saying, like, Patrick Mahomes is going to win the next six Super Bowls and nobody else will sniff it.
This is one of the problems. This is the reason I can't say this is the singularly best sports radio show in America. It's the collective amnesia of the hosts. This is like my guy Chris Broussard saying I pick LeBron to win the title every year. It's not accurate. I pick him to win the title most years.
80%
of the
time.
Right. But not every year.
You've been right four times.
Four out of 17? How could that be most
years? You've been right four times.
Okay, well, I obviously wasn't picking him as a rookie. I don't know if we have time for it, Broussard. I'm going to send you a text. I would bet that I have a better preseason champion prediction from 2012 to right now than the great Chris Broussard does, but we don't have to do that right now. It's your show. I don't want to make you upset. So that we can. But I'm gonna text you. My actual list, and you can text me yours, and we'll at the very least they're even. But go ahead. Sorry, I hijacked your show.
Let's get to it. You think Saturday's Laker victory over the Nets very impressive? 25-point win. We know they didn't have
one
most
team
of their
didn't
best
make
players.
Any three-pointers in the fourth quarter. Can we acknowledge that?
Tell us why, Nick, that game meant something. Why it wasn't just something throw, they got lucky, you know, whatever.
So
you think it was fairly significant? Yes.
Yeah, so we're all Rob, or do you have, I apologize for not knowing this. Rob, do you have kids? I'm sorry that
no
I don't
kids.
Know.
No, not that I know
no
about,
kids.
But I've been
okay,
practicing
not, right.
for a
none
long
that you're
time.
Claiming. None
exactly.
that you're currently claiming. Okay, no problem. And so you don't have kids, and best I can tell, Broussard's daughters are like the best children in the world. So I'm the only one that's raised a teenage boy. And teenage boys are hard, and there's a moral to this story, so just follow me for a moment. And they're going to get in trouble. And all trouble is not created equal. If it's a one-off, like, wait, what happened? And you feel like, okay, you throw that one out. That's a silly thing. I'm sorry you got wrapped up in the moment. But you're not going to kill him for it. But if you're telling your son, man, you drive too fast. You drive too fast, it makes me nervous. You drive too fast, it's going to be a problem. And your son comes home with a 98-mile-an-hour speeding ticket, that's a different type of trouble because you saw it coming, you warned him about it, and it still happened. That's why last night's or Saturday night's game was meaningful, because the Nets lost for the exact reasons I've been doubting them all year. They are an abjectly awful defensive team, and they do not have size. And by the way, if it were, I'm not talking a long time ago, if it were just the 2017 season, right, the lack of size wouldn't be killing them. But as it happens, this year in that conference, you're going to have to beat Giannis, whether, and I know some people don't believe in Giannis.
Yeah, he
doesn't
play
we'll
down
see.
Low, Nick. He's a
nice guy. Nick, see, stop. Wait, stop. Your analysis after a team goes 0-15 from 3 in the fourth quarter is that's why they lost, or that Kyrie, their second best player, winds up getting tossed out? That's
yeah,
what
you
could tell me that
here's
if he played
problem,
or they made threes.
Rob, is Kyrie gonna guard Drummond or Anthony Davis when he's out there?
Drummond,
no, of course not. Hold on, wait a second. Just wait a second here. This is the problem with talking about the Nets. All you can go to is one side of the ball. Yes, they normally will score more than 101. Now, it should be noted, the Lakers have had the number one defense in the league all year long, with or without Anthony Davis, with or without LeBron, amazingly.
That's not true. The Knicks were number one at one point. That's not true.
No, they weren't. Rob, you're Rob? They
Chris,
were number,
weren't the Knicks were, the number one
stop,
defense
wait,
at one point?
No, they were. The Knicks were number one in points per game, but not points per 100 possessions, because the Knicks play a very slow Tom Thibodeau style of basketball. So the best defense in the league all year has been the Lakers. But that's not the point. The point is, what you're saying the Nets can fix, none of it's on the defensive end. None of it. And you're like, Kyrie got thrown out. Kyrie's not helping on the defensive end. Harden didn't play. Harden's not helping on the defensive end. They went 0-15 from 3. That's not the defensive end. And if you have to go through Giannis, and then Embiid, and you can act like Embiid's a jump shooter. The guy takes 3 3-pointers a game. He has a nice
mid-range
game. But he also can punish you down low. And then you've got in the finals Anthony Davis and LeBron and Andre Drummond, who, by the way, beat the damn Nets twice on the Cavs this year.
All right, we got
140 points.
Before you go, I want to hear this. We got 1 minute for you to answer. Are you at all concerned about how LeBron and AD will work with Drummond? Remember, neither of them has really played much with a low post, a dominant low post.
Drummond won't even be there. You watch
and
see when the playoffs
start. How's that
going to
work? Are you concerned?
He's not going to be there.
Yeah, no, I don't think he will be a huge part of the crunch time rotation. And I think there will be certain series where you use him and certain series where you don't. I am not worried about how LeBron will fit with him, because LeBron fits seamlessly with every player ever. And Anthony Davis, he should be playing center, he being Anthony Davis. He does not want to all the time. So, listen, if he can – he played fine with JaVale and with Dwight. He'll play fine with Drummond. But the Nets, their buyout guys are not going to help them at all. I'm telling you, and you're going to end up coming around with me on this, Broussard, Aldridge, is at this point in his career a net negative on your basketball team. He causes more problems than he adds solutions. And their whole plan is, we're going to beat you 140-135. We've never, I'm very excited to see the Doug Moe Nuggets. How many championship rings they got?
Man,
I'm excited.
You need to stop
they
with that. Come
after.
On,
so
you got three of the great,
Kiki
three great.
Van
de Wey
and Alex
you.
English to,
you need to stop.
Durant,
stop,
Harden,
Nick.
And Kyrie. Okay.
That's why
that's
we call you. That's why
one,
we
man.
Call you Nick Wrong on this show. Stop it, Nick Wright.
Is Kyrie going to play, or is Kyrie? Does Kyrie's paid?
No, you're hoping that Kyrie
playoffs?
Doesn't
he'll
play.
He'll be back
that's,
for the playoffs.
That's right.
He might not play anymore in the regular season, but he'll be ready for the playoffs.
All right, Nick, we gotta go. Yeah. We got hey.
All right,
bye.
Brother.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll get you on before these playoffs begin.
Okay, I'm excited. Talk to you.
All right, my man. Thank you. That's the great Nick Wright, host of First Things First,
Nick
right
who?
Here on FS1.
Oh. Who?
Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm a woman.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is a Magic City Monday. You've got Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on your radio. We are the Odd Couple, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now, a big story last week, of course, was the Masters, which took place this weekend. You know, and look, we got to keep it real. Without Tiger Woods, and they're going to be without Tiger Woods probably about for the duration now. I don't know if he'll ever play
him
in
playing
another
again,
Masters, right?
We just don't know, right? Injuries to his legs, and we just don't know how severe. It's hard
he
to
He was pretty
imagine.
Much done anyway, Rob. I hate to say it, but he was pretty much done anyway.
Well, he just had the one major in the past 10
which was
years
great.
Or whatever it was, eight years, 10 years. I mean, it was a very long time.
That was an awesome
time.
Story, but you're right. It was his first since, I believe, 09? But first in a long while. But that's
then that would be what? It was like
was
9 or 10 years. Right. Yeah. It was something like that.
Yeah. But Hideki Matsuyama won this year's Masters, and congratulations.
I thought you were
going to
say Hideki Matsui, you know, played for the Yankees.
Yeah, well, it was
that's
close.
A popular name,
close.
Hideki.
Hideki. No, it's like
that's a popular
John
name. It is.
In Japan.
A lot of.
Right? Right. Yeah, Hideki Matsui. Who else? Any other Hidekis?
There's
here,
a few
racist.
Sports. No, we're not. It's
how
not
is that racist.
How is that racist?
Was Hideki, it racist to say John is a popular name in America?
What?
Come on.
Hideki is a popular name. I've heard a million Hideki.
Rob G thinks you can't mention race or ethnicity, and it every time you do, it's racist. It's not racist. That's part of who we are.
If Rob I
G.
say tacos, Rob G, he hits the racist
That's
button.
Very racist.
What?
It's almost as racist, Rob, as remember when Chris came in around the holiday season. He's like, hey, Merry Chris, excuse me. He's like, oh, Feliz Navidad, Rob G. That was racist.
What? That wasn't racist. That was just funny. You know that.
And then
I said Merry Christmas first. And you
said it without any kind of accent, which made it even funnier.
It was.
Yo, if you had said to me Happy Kwanzaa, which I do celebrate, I wouldn't have thought that was racist.
I would have been offended. I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. I'm Christian, and I celebrate
wow.
Christmas.
Christian, too.
I don't
celebrate
Kwanzaa.
And the Nguzu Zaba. Yeah, don't make me drop the Nguzu Zaba on you. But anyway, Hideki Matsuyama, here's the thing, Rob. Not just a great individual victory for him. He was the first Japanese male golfer to win a major. And Tiger was so beside himself, and you get it, because Tiger was the first African-American. Tiger said,
"Even if
you're making Japan proud, Hideki. Congratulations on such a huge accomplishment for you and your country. This historical Masters win will impact the entire golf world. I like the thought, Rob, but he's not going to have a fraction of the impact that Tiger had, I don't believe. I think in Japan, it's probably all the rage. It's probably crazy over there. But worldwide, I don't see him coming close to the, not wins, but just the impact that Tiger had on the sport culturally.
Well, Tiger didn't have the impact I think people thought. People thought that maybe there would have been a pipeline of other black golfers who got the bug early, like Tiger did, Chris, and maybe developed into being golf. But there aren't that many on the tour. And, of course, he had commercial success, but he didn't really impact people playing golf at that level.
Not at the pro level. And I think it's very possible that Hideki Matsuyama has more of an impact in that regard. And we see more Japanese golfers at the highest
and
level.
And there are more Japanese people.
Right. But I think outside of the pros, Tiger had a huge impact.